Tell me your name, and tell me who you were in your life.
My name was Ludlov, and I was a witch hunter. The storyteller creature took us back to the tunnels from whence we had come, but while we traveled through the dismal environment, suddenly, the being said something very important.
Listen carefully as what you must do now. Almost at the sewers is where you are. But now, a different route is what you must take. The secret way is what the man from above made. When he left, follow him is what I did. Very soon, a crack in the wall is what will lead you to the right, and then ever upward. That road is what you must take, and the story is what you will find.
A story? But what about Sigurd?
Beware. The mask once you must fear. Further is where I will not go. My family is who expects me.
Will you just leave us alone on this dark path, then?
A storyteller is what I am. The heroes is what you are.
Wait! One more thing, creature. If you betray us in any way, know this. I always find my prey.
Betrayal is not what a storyteller does. A sayer of truth is what I am. Truth is what awaits you. Dark truth. Evil truth. Farewell.
As we went on in the tunnels and ultimately found the crack that led to the secret road, suddenly, a dark feeling came over me. Like a stifling blanket, it pressed me down. I did not know what it was, but for a moment it felt like all hope was sucked out of my very body, and I felt infinitely sad. The terrible feeling lasted merely a moment, but as soon as I had gathered back my strength, something very strange happened, just as we were about to enter the new road.
Ludlov, watch!
What is it, Samina? What did you see?
I only looked back for a very brief moment, but I know I saw something move.
Describe it.
Tall, dressed in some kind of robe.
Was it a man?
I don't think so. It seemed to have a long beak, like a bird.
We must go back there. Something terrible has happened.
You will need my light.
Shine your light a little further ahead. Over there.
All that blood.
Watch. Keep watching.
A mutilated corpse. Oh no, I can't bear to watch.
It's the storyteller. Dead. Keep shining your light, Samina. I must investigate the body. Looks like someone took his heart. This was no mere murder. I've seen things like this before, but the sheer violence of it is not like anything I've ever seen in a ritual murder. His very chest was torn asunder. Why would anyone do such a thing?
It was a necessity, witch hunter.
There it is! The creature with the beak!
You meddle in things you could not possibly understand. If you continue the road you walk now, you will not return.
Show yourself, masked one!
gone.
It... That was no creature, Samina. It was a man.
I know. Poor storyteller. Killed by the very thing he warned us for.
I wonder if this teacher was also such a masked one.
Teacher? What do you mean?
On the very same night when Hoskiv pronounced the Magicide Act, we were all visited by a terrible apparition at the mayor's mansion. All we saw was a dark silhouette, wreathed in red light, speaking with a terrible voice. Whatever it was, it warned us about losing the so-called sacred power of the stones. It inspired the magical genocide.
I don't understand this at all.
Nor I. But soon, I gather, we will both understand more than we hoped for.
Do you know why the attack was so furious, Ludlov?
I still do not.
It is because of the curse that that poor storyteller bore. You see, a creature like him could never be killed without losing its heart. It is the nature of their unnatural long lives. The murderer soon discovered this as well in his gruesome act.
I see.
Did you continue the road the storyteller led you on?
We did, and indeed, soon we found ourselves in a spirally upward-moving tunnel. I had no idea where we were, and neither did Samina. At last, weary of the long, slow journey, we found ourselves at a heavy wooden trapdoor above us. Softly, I opened it, and was shocked to find myself in a dark and dusty, but otherwise well-maintained cellar that now served as some kind of library.
A library? That doesn't sound so shocking, Ludlov.
Well, what if I tell you that the shape and stones of the pillars and walls immediately told me one thing very clearly? That we were underneath the cathedral. I had visited its bowels many times before, but never had I seen this particular room.
I know what room you mean.
Yes, well, soon Samina and I found out as well. We are underneath the cathedral. Listen, you can even hear the monks chanting far above.
I do not see how this could lead us to Sigurd.
Nor I. But the creature spoke of a story. There must be some clue here.
Ludlov, look, there, on that dais.
A stone sarcophagus.
A dusty one. Hieronymus Voronitz.
By the goddess, this must be it. Shall we open it?
Yes. Yes, we should. Our path has led us here. Time has not been kind on our friend.
There's something strange about this skeleton. The bones are so dark, charred. I wonder what the meaning of this might be.
Allow me to use my senses.
What are you doing?
I'm sensing there is a hidden compartment to this sarcophagus, yes. I'm close, yes, it's right about... Here, beneath his feet. I'll push the stone. There you have it, the hidden compartment, and your clue.
A book? You never cease to amaze me, Samina. Manifesto of the Black Sickle by Hieronymus Voronitz. Samina, do you know what this means?
The Black Sickle was founded by the church itself? How can this be?
I can't believe it. This is worse than anything I'd ever dare to envision. A whole religion? Steered by its greatest enemy? This could be the single most important discovery of all time. We must read it at once.
Remembrance Day, 1277. The stage has now been set for the great farce. The church and the whole of Seven Peaks have long believed that Lucas killed the maiden, whose blood and tears then formed the seven sacred stones. The goddess would have found the stones and given them to mankind, after which somehow they were lost for many centuries. All now believe that within the stones is the power of the seven virtues, needed to withstand the armies of Lucus when at last he will return. All will praise me when they think that I have found these sacred stones. At last, they will rest in the seven peaks around the cathedral that give the city its name. At last, the church and the people will feel so complete and safe. At last, how wrong they will be. To all those who follow in my chosen line, I write this. The truth about the world. Many years have I studied the history of Seven Peaks, and I've learned that only in one place could the full truth about its beginnings be found. Deep, deep down in the ghost streets. There in the darkness is the entrance to the abyss. And what I saw when I was there, that changed my life. It appears the world consists of layers, you see. Layers. Above in the heavens, there lives the goddess, on her mighty throne. And on the surface of the earth, ignorant humans dwell. Beneath that is the abyss. You all know that, but there's more. The abyss is not the deepest layer. Still deeper, lies the inferno. And Lucus, the great master, lives there. For centuries he has been shackled deep down in the inferno. But now his power also reaches one level higher into the abyss. It is there that he collects the souls of those who have turned to him in despair, asking forgiveness to the wrong god. No sadder sight have I ever seen than those servants of his. In infinite melancholy, they do all that their master bids them. And this is their eternal torment, as payment for a single transgression, one sin. I have sinned all my life. What torments would await me then, Will the goddess save me? I know not. Will the maiden save me? No, for she is dead. Killed by Lucus. So who is the one who holds the power here? Who is the only one who can save me?
Lucus himself.
That's right.
In the end, only Lucus himself will save me from his wrath. If I willingly serve him. And I will do that.
And this will be the manifesto of the Black Sickle. To serve Lucus, so that all of us who answer to him will receive a place of honor when his kingdom at last comes, and come it will.
I have had my hand in that. Listen now to the truth. I have gathered seven stones. Yes, given to me by the creatures from the abyss.
They are not sacred, for they were made by Lucus himself. Nothing holy. Instead of emitting the power of virtue, they suck and harness the power of hope. As the stones rest in the seven towers, they will grow and fill and feed upon the willpower of the citizens of Seven Peaks, their very will to live and to be, until at last, all of them, the inhabitants of this place, will have become weak and complacent without even knowing it themselves. And then the stones will be full, fat, and they will be taken back into the abyss. And there they will be the key of a ritual. And that ritual will summon Lucus himself. Yes, back to the world. Back to sit on his mighty throne, from whence he will judge for all eternity. And then he will stage his grand war against the false goddess.
This then is my will. When I die, my secret will be passed on to one. Only one of my trustees, and he will guard the stones and further the plans. Then my follower will appoint his follower, and so on and so forth,
And thus, throughout the centuries in which the stones will be filled and suckled, only one person will ever know the full truth. And the secret will be maintained, and the church must never know. The people must never know. Not until the end. Not until it is too late.
I've read enough.
So have I. We must think now, Ludlov. The seven stones are evil. They are to be used for a terrible ritual that will summon Lucas. And only one person, besides us, now knows this secret.
And the church has been kept misinformed for centuries. The people must know the truth. They must.
Not that it's my concern, but that would mean the end of the church.
I don't know about that. Maybe the truth could heal the church. But even if I'm wrong about that, a churchless faith is better than a faithless church, isn't it, Samina?
But Ludlov, we cannot bring this out into the open now.
I know. No, we must take another path. A silent path. It all comes down to one question in the end. Who is this other one who knows of this?
And more, what are the plans of this other one? What has led us here? And what has that dark apparition you spoke of to do with all of this? And Sigurd, why did he lead us here?
So you believe it was Sigurd's intention that we wound up here, that he led us here?
I don't know. Maybe he too found this tomb. Maybe he wanted us to know this secret, so that we could stop the plan.
Yeah, but I would rather discuss these things later, Samina. Let us find a safe place where we can think and plan.
The Wildwood is the only truly safe place I know.
You may be right. And if we follow the exact same route that we used to get here, we can stay hidden from public eyes as we move underneath the city.
Let us take the book with us. I don't care who discovers that we stole it.
I heartily agree.
Ludlov, someone's coming. We must get out of here.
Check the door on the opposite side. Quickly, quickly.
This is a staircase. Where does it lead?
To the cathedral, I think.
Let's go.
Wait. Don't run yet. Let me take a look through the keyhole.
This is just a dusty old tomb. What will they be doing in here?
We have orders to search the entire cathedral, Fallsburg. Open every door.
Samina,